This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Good morning. Welcome to Medicine on Call. I know that everybody has probably heard about the videotape from this Professor Gruber, who's one of the many architects of Obamacare, and the fact that he called the American population stupid because they put one over on us, and they're glorying in the fact that they did it. I've been talking about this for 4 years. I knew this. Anybody who is paying attention to this whole fiasco would have known that this is just a joke. It's never been about health care. It's like a mantra now. I should make a t-shirt of this. You know, Obamacare is about control, not health care. And it's a tax. And the way they wrote this thing, that's why it was 1,000-plus pages, is because it was about lawyer speak. It gave me a headache. It took me over 2 weeks to make my way through it. And in the midst of it, it became obvious that this is so convoluted, such an attack on the healthcare system, that it was never going to work. And that's the Clower-Piven strategy. Overwhelm the system, break the system, and recreate it in the face and the manner that you want it to be recreated in. And the recreation is absolutely, without a doubt, socialized medicine. And I was on a show, on a progressive show this past week. I have to recover from it after, you know, it gave me such a headache, a migraine after I got off that show, that it literally blew my mind how tone deaf, how cult-like these minion are who want this Obamacare, who have no sense, no focus in reality. And at one point I was told, there's people in this country that don't have money, can't afford to buy health care, so on and so forth. He was on this soapbox. And I said to him, the actual reality is, it's cheaper to actually go to your doctor, make a direct relationship with them, and get a major discount, either in direct pay doctors, in clinics that are outside of the hospital system. And he totally poo-pooed it and said, well, basically I'm a hater. And next year, and I said next year it's going to go up a minimum of 6.5%. And the argument is, if you can't afford it now, how on earth could it be good for anybody who's struggling to end up in the Obamacare system when it's going to be more expensive next year? It's already doubled for a lot of medical insurance recipients, whether they're on commercial insurance or Obamacare. It's doubled already. They're kicking people off. They did what they said they were going to do. They were going to break the system. And it's so politics-driven that it's nauseating. They kept all of this information under their hat until after the election. And then, boom, surprise. You know, people were getting notices that their policies were going to be canceled, that they were going to have to increase their premiums, that their out-of-pockets went from zero, never zero, by the way, but probably double or triple what they were paying. And all these progressives who crow about how healthcare costs have decreased are really either complicit in it and they like people being hurt because they can't afford to see their doctor, or they're completely enraptured by this cult where whatever the leader says is okay, even if it destroys you, even if it destroys your family, even if it destroys your freedom, it's okay. And that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think most people think that makes sense. That's why this crew has been voted out. It was a happy day when 28 of those Democrats who shoved this down our throats got voted out. That's a win for we, the American people. And just the spin that they put on it. Well, two-thirds of the people didn't vote, so they really wanted it, but they didn't come out to vote. What kind of mindset are these? I can't even go. It was this Common Core politics now? I think we need to coin that phrase, too, because it makes absolutely no sense on any level. And I'm going to put it out there. I think these people are, it's not only a cult, but it's a death cult. All they talk about is killing, whether it's unborn children, whether it's rationing care for seniors, whether it's causing people to have to choose between carrying health insurance under the threat of being taxed or eating. I mean, it's true. What he said in part is true. The medical insurance industry is absolutely gouging people. And it's disgusting that they're allowed to get away with it, and they are rewarded for it. And I bet there'll be a bailout. Now, last week I said, you know, it's awesome that the Republicans have been voted in, but now the work begins for us because we have to hold their feet to the fire. And I think it's in part working. When McConnell got on the first day, after he just got elected, oh, Obamacare isn't on the back burner, we're just going to take pieces of it, blah, blah, blah. And then after everybody said, what the hell are you talking about? Then his tone changed. Oh, now we're going to repeal it. It'll be one of the first things we do. That's the power that we have. Now it's time to take advantage of it. The Democrats could care less. They're in their own world. All they want to do is have a legacy where they destroy the country, whether they want socialized medicine, whatever fair pay means, equal pay, fairness, that doesn't even mean anything. Nobody's equal. Everybody's an individual, and therefore, they need to be treated accordingly. You can't have a one-size-fits-all. That's what they glory in, all these professors and these eggheads, pencil pushers. Honestly, I doubt they've ever had a job in their life except for trying to, you know, put a young, innocent mind in this cult. None of these guys have held jobs where they had to employ anybody, do a payroll tax, not sleep at night, or not take a payment for themselves because they have to make sure that their workers are paid. None of these people do that. They're not doctors. They don't have to get up in the morning and see patients and wonder, am I going to be able to order a test or do a procedure that this patient needs because the insurance company is going to be the arbiter? None of them get that. They don't care about that. When will people wake up? I think people who listen to the show hopefully have. People who voted this crew out have. But there's a small vocal minority, and they're not the majority. You would think that they are because their mouths are so huge. But they're bullies, and they are. This is an Alinsky tactic. Superimpose what you are on your enemy, demonize them, try to make them shut up by using anything to demoralize them or blame them for what your faults are. So I was called delusional on this show. And in actuality, the person who said it is actually quite delusional. He's going to tell a doctor who's getting letters, who's seeing patients, who's living this for the last 15 years of practice, that I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, he proselytizes about his utopia. And his utopia is killing people. It's culling the herd. It's vaccinating you to oblivion. It's taking away your ability to take care of your children and have choices for them. Example, parents have found that their kids have been vaccinated without being told. There's one story that was really just disgusting. It's a really good thing that the child did not have a reaction to the vaccine. In California, they can give your child birth control. They can vaccinate them. And they're telling the parent that the child has the ability to consent, that they're control of their own bodies, and they're your children. They're putting prison rations of food on your child's lunch table in school. When are parents going to wake up? Is it okay for somebody to put a plop of one spoonful of potato and a chicken, you know, patty on your child's lunch table and have them starve for the rest of the day? I mean, it's like a gulag up in there. So they're in school, they're getting indoctrinated, they're not learning anything, and they're starved to death. How is that working for you? And then they're telling kids you should turn to your parents, that they keep the lights on. You know, you're becoming agents for the government against your parents. This is mind control in its purest form. While they tell you that they don't want to have charter schools, they don't want competition, they just want everybody to be shoved into this one pathway where they learn absolutely nothing. I talk to teachers when I see them as patients, and it's fascinating what you learn when you actually speak with them. These kids can't tell time with a regular clock. It has to be digital. They can't write script. They can't think, and now they've put, you know, iPads in all these classrooms and computers, and studies have shown that the neural connections are not being made anymore because you actually have to touch things, think about them, have a spatial orientation, have to really work through a problem without it being colors and flashes and lights and all these things that go on with these overstimulation of these children and of their brains, and they're not the same as we are. From the time that their infants are being shoved into the system with cell phones and iPads and everything that's remote, so the parents aren't there sitting next to their kid teaching them. If we continue to go down that path because it's easy, we're going to reap what we sow. We're already seeing how this is playing out. No empathy, no feeling of self-worth. If you take a selfie all day to make yourself feel important, that's pathetic. What's wrong with everybody? I mean, it's just shocking. I guess I've ranted enough, Dave. If you want to add anything, please feel free.
Well, the only thing I would add, and I totally agree with everything that you said. I personally think that this has been going on. It started as early as the 50s in coming out of Korea, and it has been going on for years, and we're seeing the culmination. But I'm proud that us stupid voters have taken a stand. And at this point, if there's going to be a two-party system, I said it yesterday, I've said it ever since the last Tuesday, I personally think that the Republicans have about 15 months. And either they're not going to turn everything over. Even if they did away with Obamacare today or January the 7th, Obama would veto it.
Mm-hmm.
But they can cut it to shreds in the meantime until they get a Republican president or somebody that won't veto it. But with all of that said, they've got about 15 months to do something to show that they are trying and get their peers reelected next in 2016 and also make a big difference in the presidential election as well. So I'm proud that I don't personally give a damn if the other two-thirds are too lazy to go vote.
That's their business.
Screw them, you know?
Yeah,
that's their problem.
People have fought and died for the right to vote. There's no excuse for not doing it. And if you're going to sit on the sideline, I understand why in that one instance, you may want to sit on the sideline because you think they're both the same. I get that. And I think maybe this was, on the face of it, a cosmetic change because you're so sick to death of people calling you racist, sexist, homophobic, whatever, xenophobic, you name it. You're sick of these people using division politics to drive their own ineptitude. That's what they're doing. These people don't run anything except the country into a ditch and then blame everybody else for everything that they did. There is no excuse for anybody to believe that the Republicans were the party of no. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. It was Harry Reid stopping everything. It was Charles Schumer. It was all of, what's his face? My gosh, Charlie Rangel.
Don't believe that Al Sharpton.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. Now he's picking attorney generals. Apparently, he's the kingmaker. All of a sudden, all these people who have been, failing upward, steadily losing, having to stay in power by their fingernails by screwing people and telling them you should like it. People finally said to themselves, I'm not better. I'm not doing better. I'm not. My kids aren't doing better. I'm worrying about my future. And obviously something's not right. Finally. I mean, I think it's so crazy now. Nobody in their right mind, unless they're on the government dole, they are so apathetic or they're so in their own, virtual world. They don't see it at all. Most people who are in reality get it. Now it's time to do something about it. And again, I'll say it again, do not get complacent. The Republicans are not your friends. Nobody is, except you and God. And what you need to do is get on their coattails and start pulling and let them know that you won't be there any longer.
No, I'd say get behind them and start kicking them in the butt.
There you go. I was trying not to do anything, give an analogy, it was too violent. But do what you have to do to make sure they listen to you. It's just sickening that the fact that they would get up there the next day and spin it as if they won. It's just, On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree ENT Center. Understanding health insurance is becoming more challenging. If you currently have insurance, you've probably noticed that it costs more to see your doctor. And if you were able to keep your doctor, it takes longer to get an appointment. The bad news is this trend is projected to continue. Your costs will continue to rise while your healthcare choice and access will continue to fall. The good news is Peachtree ENT Center has the answer to this problem. We are committed to working with you. We specialize in providing affordable care for patients without insurance, those who are underinsured, and those with high deductibles or catastrophic coverage. And we offer same-day appointments. You no longer have to choose between staying healthy and paying bills because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that an inability to lose weight can be due to an underactive thyroid gland? The thyroid gland is an important organ that controls the metabolism. Signs of an underactive thyroid gland include depression, hair loss, weight gain, a low blood pressure, feeling cold, constipation, and a lower libido. Risks for low thyroid function include iron deficiency, liver dysfunction, family history of thyroid disease, and an irregularity in the immune system. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, or you have noticed swelling in the front of your neck, or the collar of your shirt feels tight, you should see your doctor for further evaluation, including blood tests to evaluate the levels of thyroid hormone in your bloodstream. Please join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, I think that we really need to examine the psychological, you know, operation that's going on in the country. I think people, and I've talked to millions of people at this point on various shows, and I think that most people don't have a handle on exactly what's happening with them. They know it's not right. They know something's wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. They know that they're tired of being victimized or someone telling them what to think and how they should respond to things. I think that most people have gotten that, they've gotten to that point. Now we need to really become intellectually educated about how this works. This is a system. It works the same way every time. They use the same playbook, the same Pavlov trigger responses that used to work. And that do work for a very small number who, if you say race, and they just, their mind just turns off. Or you say, you know, religion or Christianity, their minds turn off. I mean, this is politically correctness. That's another way to put this. It doesn't make any sense. The political correctness is actually as racist, sexist. No, it doesn't deal with diversity. There's only one mind thought that fits into political correct, you know, box. And that's my way or no way. And by definition, it's the opposite of what they're saying it is. It's Alinsky again. It's 1984. It's doublespeak. Orwellian, the fact that they would tell you that it's okay to kill children, and then they tell you they're talking about killing children post-birth abortion, which is homicide. They're trying to negotiate that as okay. And I remember about a year ago, the psychological classification book, DSM-5, I think it's now, they wanted to have pedophilia as a variant of a sexual orientation. It was no longer supposed to be an illness or some, you know, something bad. It was okay, and it was just an accepted norm. There was such an outcry, it was torrential. They reversed it, but this is what they're doing. It's incremental creep towards unethical behavior, immoral behavior. No sense of everybody should individualism is dead in this system. It's about collectivism. Either you're part of the whole, the good of the many outweighs the needs of the few. And it's always artificially created lack, artificially created dearth of resources. You never have enough of anything because they fix it that way. Let's look at the hospital system, for example, healthcare. Right now, we're in a system nationwide where the big hospitals have Pac-Maned all of their competition. In every city, there's probably two or three last-standing hospitals where they become systems, that they've incorporated the doctors, as many as they possibly could, private practice doctors, into this system. And what they've done is they've raised the price of healthcare, limited access, because there's only so many clinics or how many people can come into a clinic to be seen. And now you've noticed that the time to see your primary care has gone crazy. The time to see a specialist could be months in this instance. So they've created a system where you've got to go through one little pathway to get into it. By definition, you create a logjam. The quality goes down. All of the competition is gone because you're the only game in town. And this is how the system works. They've done it with everything, whether it's energy resources, whether it's communication. Everybody's been bought. There's no like individual mom-and-pop communication anymore. It's just like two or three different huge conglomerations. Same thing goes with pharmaceutical industry. There used to be a ton of little individual pharmaceutical companies. They're all now like the big three. The medical insurance industry. When I first opened my practice, there were about 20 or more different insurance companies. They all sucked, but you know, there were more than one. Now it's all United, Cigna, Blue Cross, and then everybody else is some subsidiary or some under their umbrella. So now we've come down to the big guys have eaten the little fish. They've tried to pretend that they're the victims. They've actually won in a lot of banks. Oh my gosh! I mean, everywhere you turn, it's the same cookie cutter principle. And the fact that they're so huge, so unwieldy, so they don't work. But because they don't work, now they've got their hands out crying poor because their system doesn't work. And then the government bails them out. They're bailing out healthcare. They bailed out the banks. They will probably bail out the medical insurance industry because that's what they do, because they're all feeding the trough of the government. They need to stop lobbyists. They need to stop the money that flows into Congress. That'd be one way that you could fix this, I think.
You know,
I hope.
You and I have both heard of the quote-unquote new math.
Yeah.
But I can't get my arms around the catastrophe that's about to happen when, you know, you don't know if it's a truth or a lie. That's the first point. But they said that they had to have 30 million sign up. I believe that's the number.
Yeah.
30 million sign up for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're predicting that with the open enrollment coming up, I don't know, next couple of days
it's
or whatever.
On the 15th.
That they project that they'll have 9 million. In my old math, if you need 30 million and you only got 9 million, and 30 million is break even, that seems to be about 21 million short. So who's going to pay for this?
We are. And, you know, that 9 million is actually probably people who were automatically re-enrolled, because they have a system that once you're in it, they just keep pushing the button when the keep pushing the reset button when the year's up. But there's an article I read that a lot of people who did sign up last year have no interest in signing up this year because it's too expensive, because they couldn't see the doctor they wanted, because it wasn't what they promised, and they've wised up and they want it out of it. So that's probably part of your 13 million down to 9 or 30 million, whatever it is, last year. And of those people, I bet you, unless if they're working, they're the only people who are going to be trapped in this system because it comes out of their paycheck. They don't have a choice on it. It's a tax. That's what it is. If you can't write your own check to your insurance company and it's coming out of your paycheck before you see it, that's a tax. It's coming out of the employer's contribution as well. It's just an addition to Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, and now we have Obamacare. They've taken it from doctors in our reimbursements because on our explanation of benefits, there's a little segment that says, "Oh yeah,
it's not a tax."
Oh no, well,
it's not a tax. It's armed robbery.
Yes, true.
You're being held up. I've got a choice to pay tax. If I go into a store and buy a $40 shirt, well, then it's 7% tax. Well, I have the choice of not buying the shirt, buying it, and paying the tax.
Good point.
I have the choice. You ain't got no choice with this.
No.
If they're taking it out of your salary.
That's very true. I forgot to... You're right. I didn't think about it in that term, but you're absolutely right. Actually, it's racketeering.
Mm-hmm.
You have a system that is running a scheme, a Ponzi scheme, because it doesn't give you what it says it's going to give you. It was perpetrated under fraud, which is admitted by Professor Gruber et al. They said that they did this, and they gloried in it. Oh, we fooled them. They're so stupid. We just made it so complicated no one would ever understand it. And then you try to walk it back? How does that work for you? I mean, we're not dumb. So basically, the whole thing was committed as fraud. You have an entity that stands to gain. It's a mob situation. And that mob, it's a consortium in this mob. It's the medical insurance industry who's going to get a bailout, who gets paid no matter what happens. They don't have to pay out. All they have to do is say it's not medically necessary, it's experimental. My favorite for the doctors is, well, we're going to pay it, but we're going to take our time paying. It's supposed to be 2 weeks in Georgia. They're paying out to 60 days, 65 days. They lose the claim. You have to resubmit it. It's horrible.
Is there any reason that doctors couldn't, heaven forbid, get together and file a class action?
Because we are not allowed to collective bargain, or it's they fixed it so doctors can't even tell each other what we charge. We can't talk to each other. It's against the law. What we can do is vote with our pocketbooks, vote with our feet, just like the patients, and come out of the system. Every single doctor in this country who is independent should opt out of every single insurance, including Medicaid and Medicare. Let that system run on its own. If you want that system, have at it. Let the nurse practitioners, the physician assistants, and everybody take care of you. They're making them as if they're trying to equal doctors. They can write prescriptions. They can write narcotics. Let them do it. And then let doctors run our system the way we were trained to do it. And let's see who wins. Let's see where people actually go. Let's see where the costs are better controlled, where people actually get healthy. I know who's going to win. That's why they're doing what they can to try to demoralize us, demean us, make us into the perpetrators of their corruption. And we're allowing them to do it by shutting up and staying silent. Silence is complicit. It's being complicit with the system. I mean, there's no way that you should let anything trump your Hippocratic Oath if you took one. Now, of course, they're changing the medical education system so people don't take the Hippocratic Oath, that they learn how to work in teams and do medical homes and accountable care organizations like it's the state of the art. You know, it's tragic because these guys won't understand what it is to be an advocate. They won't understand that every individual has an importance, has a power, and that you're supposed to work with your patient to figure out what's best for them. That's what these doctors will never learn. And once the people in the generation, that my generation and up, retire, the healthcare system will be broken and changed forever. We have to decide now whether we're going to go down that path or whether we're going to step out of the box. And we have the power to do it. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that wellness and prevention is the key to living a long and healthy life? For example, common diseases such as acid reflux, high cholesterol, non-insulin-dependent diabetes, and high blood pressure in some cases are caused by poor nutrition. Scientific studies suggest the use of nutritional supplements, a healthy diet, and exercise can control and, in some cases, prevent disease. Use nutritional supplements that are formulated using good manufacturer practice standards, and remember to let your doctor know what you are taking, since it can react with prescription medication. Please join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mike Karuchak. Have you ever wondered what doctors talk about amongst themselves? If you do, join us on the Doctor's Lounge and hear the doctors' conversations amongst themselves. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Hal Schertz, every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center. We've won patient care awards and have the highest patient recommendations because I believe in practicing medicine the old-fashioned way. Practicing good medicine is based in listening to the patient and making a care plan that's individualized. The best medical care is given when there is a strong doctor-patient relationship built on mutual trust and respect. At Peachtree ENT Center, we believe in taking care of the whole patient because healing is more than writing a prescription. Whether you have problems hearing or your child has frequent throat infections, from the time you call our office and speak to a real person, you will be treated as an individual, not an ailment. During your visit, you will not be rushed, and all of your questions will be answered. And when possible, I will recommend natural treatments to fix the problem. If surgery is recommended, cost-effective, minimally invasive treatment for snoring, sleep apnea, or sinus problems will be offered, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts. If you'd like to make an appointment, call 404-591-9100 or reach us on the web at www.peachtreeentcenter.com.
This is americaswebradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. Now, another one of the common core politics principles that we're dealing with is immigration. All these people who tell you that we need immigrants to come into our country because we don't have enough people who want to work or they're adding so much to our society. Well, we know that the last influx are not adding anything because they're too young to do so. They're not even working age, some of these kids, right? So all they're going to do is go on government assistance. So they're not adding anything. But let's really talk about what goes down. Most immigrants who come into the country are not working on the books. They're working off the books. And those that are send their money back to their home countries. And the only people that really benefit from this is Walmart, Costco, you know, the big box stores, and big business that uses them as cheap labor because they don't want to pay union wage. They don't want to pay Americans because we're not going to put up with the crap that they try to pull over on us. That's the real picture. If the Chamber of Commerce wants this, think about who stands to gain. It's the members of the Chamber of Commerce, not the average American citizen. If they really wanted to help us, then they would go into the neighborhoods of the working neighborhoods where the unemployment rate among black males is, what, 50%? That's a working population right in your country, but yet you don't want them. You're going to go and get people who are desperate, who will do anything, who will put up with any condition just to make a crumb so they can send it back home. That's what you're doing. And for anybody in Congress who supports this to say that we need it and that it's going to make us better, it's going to, you know, burst the welfare rules. It's going to, well, we've already seen how it works with disease, the disease state. It's gone up. The enterovirus, Chagas disease, which is the kissing bug disease. Just read about that. That's going. There's 300,000 people who are supposedly infected, and that's underreported in the United States. And that causes heart failure and heart disease if you don't catch it. You've got Ebola. You've got TB. I mean, the list is endless of things that chikungunya, all these things that we've never seen now coming into the country because the borders are wide open. And Mexico is just, that's a failed state, living right next to us, allowing everything to just flow through because they could care less about the United States. We're just a way to dump the people that they don't want to deal with. Canada's pretty much closed their borders, you know, and we're just becoming the armpit of the world. Just send them to the United States. If you commit a crime, come on in. If you've committed a crime, we'll let you out. I understand that people are committing crimes to stay in the United States, some of these illegal immigrants. This is just a disaster. And it's all about rigging the system, about overwhelming the system, so that it can be chaos, so they can recreate it. And if we let them do it, then we're going to have nobody to blame but ourselves because we need to stand up and say this is illegal, immoral, we're not taking it anymore. And anybody on these progressive stations who try to, I don't know, they're in their own world. I mean, I think it's just their job. You know, they just want to get a paycheck. They'll say whatever. I mean, I'm sure they have their meetings and their talking points, and they just do that. They go out and fan out and just do the talking points all week. Well, we're not watching it. That's one good thing. But we need to really be aggressive about how ridiculous they sound. I got up and walked out of a show last week because it was so ridiculous. Someone's trying to put words in my mouth, someone calling me names who has no idea what he's talking about. Well, I call them on every single point. And that's how we should deal with anybody. You know whether you're a racist or not. You don't allow people to call you things that you're, they don't know you. You don't let them control you, control your speech. Don't do that, because you're giving them more power than they deserve. These are the most unhappy. I've never seen such anger, you know, just rage in people for no reason, because of what they've been fed for years, whether it's from college, whether it's listening to these poisonous, venomous shows. And I noticed, too, I'm trying not to go on too much, but they never have an opposition on those shows. Everybody just talking amongst themselves, feeding the, you know, feeding the fire and the venom, because they're the only people who can stand themselves. Nobody can stand to talk to them because they don't talk from any point of knowledge. They don't read. They don't have intellectual pursuits of anything. It's just, I'm the biggest victim. You did it to me. You owe me. If you want to do it by yourself and try to do what God put you on this earth to do, then somehow you're taking away from me. Let's get away from these people. Let them talk amongst themselves, do them. But when they start to have an effect on the rest of us, like Obamacare does, then we need to stand up and say, we're done. We're not taking it. We're not going to put ourselves in a position. For example, if you're against abortion, you are paying for that in Obamacare, passively. And that puts you in the same position of supporting it. If you're morally, ethically, if you object to that, for example, then there's no way that you can pay into it. There's no way that your church should tell you to pay into it. I would leave the church who told me that, who told me that the government is great. You should just do whatever the government tells you. Are you insane? So you're going to go to your own demise based on some pastor who's getting money from the government. Follow the money. Anybody who's getting a check, whether it's on the surface or behind the scenes, is a puppet for whoever's giving them the money. And that means Congress, that means churches, that means hospitals, that means doctors, that means anybody. Unless you're really free of all of this, I don't think you can actually be an advocate if you're in a position of power for anybody but your puppet master. I choose not to do that. Most people, if they really knew this and really thought about it, they would step back from a lot of stuff that they're being forced into. And whatever's trendy and cool generally isn't good. You know, it's just a distraction to keep you from paying attention to what really is going on. You should care less what goes on in Hollywood. You know, who's sleeping with who. These reality shows. I mean, who cares? It's entertainment. But if you're really going to live that and eat it, sleep it, dream it, then there's something wrong with you. Wake up and smell the coffee on that one. I don't know, Dave, what do you think about that?
You made this statement that there, you've never seen such an angry bunch.
I haven't.
And that just turned the light on it. And it's funny, my age, you know, it was the flower children and the flower children that love everybody and love everything and you know, I looked at them like they're hypocrites back then. You know, there is no utopian, and these people that you know want to take, oh, it's the right thing to do, take from the rich and give to the poor, and we're going to take care of everybody, and you know, and yet. Just what you said, they're the angriest bunch of people. If you're that sweet and loving and all that kind of stuff that they try to sell, then you wouldn't be angry. You know, you'd be patting every. You know, it's like that guy down in Florida, and I think it's Fort Lauderdale. The 90-year-old that's trying to feed
the homeless, yeah,
is arrested.
That's ridiculous.
It's.
Because it's not what they say it is. You know, it's these are the people who want to control you. They want to control you from cradle to grave. They want to control your thoughts, what you say, literally what goes on in your household. I mean, everything that we're moving towards. When they tell you, I just thought about this on the way in the car. All these people who are doing things, like the guy who used the hatchet against the policeman in New York, all the every single time you have this huge Facebook, you know, manifestos and their web pages, they've, you know, finally looked at them, and there's millions of searches for things that, what the hell are they doing in surveillance then? They always seem to find this stuff afterwards. They're surveilling everybody for everything, yet they can't get these people before they do something. This is really doesn't make any sense. There's cameras on every street post. There's microphones. They're listening to us. There's a Samsung TV. I don't know if you read that. But they have a microphone in the Samsung TV, and it says, if you don't want your conversations to be recorded, because they can pass it to third parties, by the way. So they're listening to everything, the Xbox Kinect, all these things with Mike, I'm sure LeapFrog, everything over there listening to you can do, you know, a voice command on.
It's not off.
It's connected. It's real time. So they're just mining information from your household, cameras on, they're watching you. This is not something that's benign. Those smart meters in your house, they can turn off all of your appliances. If you go over, I'm sure that's going to come online. They have the ability, let's say that, to turn off your appliances when you reach a certain threshold of usage. This is all about green energy and all of the nonsense. This is another control grid where they're going to watch, turn off your heat, turn off your hot water, turn your TV off, listen to what you're saying. But when it really counts, when it comes down to people who do want to do us harm, these mind control drones who now think that, you know, they're doing something for Allah, they don't do anything for about these people, because PC says that they can't look at them because it's not right. What's the point of surveillance? They can't stop people coming in for the Ebola. They can't stop people who are actively looking at ways to hurt American citizens. Yet they care about if you're sexist or racist. I mean, that makes no sense to me. But it's not supposed to, I guess, because it's not about that. If it were, then it would work, and it wouldn't be everybody. It would actually be people who are more likely to commit the crime, not everybody.
You know, again, another thought on what you're saying is that obviously if they're going to monitor everything that we're doing, well, you have to have people that are handling the monitoring of it.
Yep.
And then you say, well, who would do that? And then it's sort of like the TSA employees. They get the scrunch of the whatever. You get it's like the doctors that are on the death panel that have never practiced medicine, or you get people that aren't even doctors that, you know, they're, for all I know, they're gamblers and they flip a coin. Does he live or does he die? We can't. And you're wondering about who's monitoring, and that they have the power to say, well, so-and-so said this about the president, so let's shut him off, or let's do this, or let's do that. And you got scumbags making decisions that, quite frankly, I don't have big problems, or didn't have big problems, with our government monitoring aliens, undocumented or people from the Middle East coming in here that we think might, I don't have a problem with that. That's what the government actually is supposed
to
do. But when they come after you or me or my friends, my parents, anybody, that's where it steps over the line. And I don't know how to control it. And I don't know, you know, other than voting, I don't know what else you can do.
Well, you can stop buying these things. Stop buying these televisions. Stop buying the Xbox. Stop doing it. Everybody understands money, okay? When you stop buying genetically modified food, when you opt out of taking these awful vaccines, when you homeschool your kid instead of putting him into this grid, when you choose to go to a doctor who's not employed by a hospital but is independent and in direct pay practice, you do vote. And you do make a difference. Every single person, if we only need about 7% of the population to do these things for things to change. Forget Congress. They follow us. You know, they really do. But we decide that we want to give them our power. We cede it to them with the hope that they will have our backs and protect us. They don't. They've proven that over and over again. Forget about the new Congress. They could have defunded Obamacare in the House. The last 2.5 years. They could have done it. They chose not to because they wanted to play chicken hopefully win an election. Well, now you got what you wanted. Freaking change it. You did this. You allowed them to fund it for it to move forward because you were looking at, I think, the long ball version of this. Well, you got what you wanted. You have Congress and House and Senate. Now make some moves and fix this thing. First thing to do, defund the thing. That would make, that's easy to do. You don't need the president. They can't veto it. I guess we have to take a break.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that sleep is an important weapon against infection? Sleep is important because it is restorative. During sleep, known as REM, the body recuperates and resets. For example, the immune system increases its activity and stress hormones drop. There is a correlation between sleep deprivation and frequent colds. The average adult should get 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep per night, and a child needs more since they are growing. Sleep hygiene is important to set a good foundation. Techniques to promote good quality restorative sleep include going to bed at the same time at night, avoiding alcohol or caffeine prior to bedtime, avoiding exercise in the evening, reading to a young child at bedtime, avoidance of drinking fluids late in the evening, and avoidance of taking decongestants at bedtime. If you are having problems sleeping more than once a week, you should see a doctor for further evaluation. Please join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. George. Join me Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock for Medicine on Call. On Medicine on Call, we talk about more than medicine. It's about how to take control of your mind, body, and spirit. This is Dr. George from Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center. Do you have problems with sinus pain and pressure? Do other people smell things that you don't? Have you lost the joy in eating because food just doesn't taste like it used to? Is your nose always stuffy no matter what you do? Maybe you have sinus or nasal polyps, a chronic sinus infection, or allergies that are either undertreated or have never been treated at all. At Peachtree ENT Center, we use state-of-the-art equipment so you can see the problem. You'll be a partner in your care, and together we will decide the course of treatment, because we believe in old-fashioned medicine, where we take the time to fix the problem, not just medicate the symptoms. We specialize in minimally invasive balloon dilation sinus surgery, correction of a nasal septal deviation, and turbinate reduction surgery that can be done in the office, getting you back to work the next day. And you can rest assured that all options will be discussed before surgery is recommended, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts. If you'd like to make an appointment, call 404-591-9100 or reach us on the web at www.peachtreeentcenter.com.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, I think that, as I said before the break, we have tremendous amount of power, but it's now time to go deeper and really start doing your own due diligence. I mean, things are coming out every day about what they say and what actually is happening. I mentioned it briefly a few weeks back or a couple weeks ago about the Ebola czar. If you Google that guy, you will find that he is a proponent of population control in Africa. There's something really, really sinister about having a czar who's supposed to be in forefront of stopping the spread of Ebola, and especially in America and Africa, who has a double agenda, who thinks it's probably good that it's happening. It's a bunch of eugenicists, bioethicists running the government, especially running the healthcare side of the government. There's a study that just, or an article just came out in Kenya about them using a tetanus vaccine that has been laced with what's called HCG, which is human gonadotropic hormone. It's the hormone that when you get pregnant, it gets measured to let you know that you're pregnant. Well, an antibody to that has been added to the tetanus vaccine in Kenya. And it was given to childbearing women between ages of 14 and, I think, 42. And it's a 5-shot regimen. And the doctors there sent the samples of this vaccine to South Africa. And it got proved that this thing was in there. So, I mean, this is a bigger picture. The World Health Organization is pushing vaccines all over the world. What's happening? Are these guys guinea pigs? I mean, everybody's connected. If it happens to them, it will happen to us. This is not about race anymore. This is about humanity. And when they talk about overpopulation and green energy and, you know, the global community, these people think that we're the problem. They don't love humanity. They actually hate humanity. We need to understand that. That is a truism that that gets swept under the rug. Driving a Prius, turning your lights off, being politically correct about energy use is the subterfuge. It's the thing that distracts you. While they do things like mandate vaccines, mandate birth control against people's wills, sterilizing people in India. I don't know if you heard, I was appalled. They have a program in India where they had mass sterilization of women. 10 women died. I mean, it sounded like something from the Stone Ages. One doctor was doing these procedures, and they just dropped them off, not even really out of anesthesia, in a field somewhere. I mean, I can't even make this stuff up. It's so sick. But this is what the governments are doing, and this is a global agenda. And it seems like they just practice on the developing countries, but you have to wonder what's going on in our country, too. Everybody's a lot of increase in fertility treatments. There's a decrease in sperm counts in men. There's cancer off the wall all of a sudden with younger and younger people. Cancer among children has gone insane. I mean, it used to be very, very rare to have cancer in kids. They're coming in with lymphomas and brain tumors. And I mean, it's just amazing. Colon cancer in young 20-somethings. This used to be a senior citizen disease, and it was very rare. Autoimmune disease is off the chart. Breast cancer from, you know, down to 1 in 8. Used to be 1 in 14, about 10 years ago. Something is happening that, we're putting a band-aid on with various armbands and marches and all this other stuff. You know, it's bigger than that. Now it's time to start paying attention. Everything you do counts. Every decision you make as an individual for your family counts. And it doesn't have to be big things. Choose not to go into a big box store. Choose to go to a local mom and pop pharmacy, clothing store, toy store. Why don't you use this Christmas or this Thanksgiving to stop going into Walmart and the rest of these places that are really working against you? And also, I'm sure, exacerbating what goes on in developing countries, you know, with cheap labor. We have the power. We did it to ourselves. We wanted cheap crap, and this is what we got. We are the ones who allowed Walmart to build out and kill the competition because we thought it was great to get $2 off on something. You have to pay for value. As soon as you decide to make that change in I'm worthy of better, then you will stop settling. You're better than this government. You're better than the politicians. You're better than the people who think you're stupid. You're better than the people who want to just think for you. And every time you try to raise your hand and ask a question, try to shoot it down by making you feel bad about yourself. I choose not to do that. I'm not doing that anymore. In any aspect of my life, as soon as more people figure that out, and not only just do it, but tell people why you're not going to do it. I'm not, you don't matter. I don't care what you think. It's such an empowering mantra. I think everybody should say that at least once a day. I think you'd get a lot more, you'd be a lot happier, and you actually would not be victimized. These people want to victimize us and tell us we should like it. That's what they're doing. And they've won to this point. This is the first step that we won back, where we decided we're voting these suckers out. Now let's make sure that we hold everybody to account, including ourselves. I'm not going to ask Congress to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. I'm not going to knowingly eat genetically modified foods. I'm not going to go to stores that I know is working against me. I'm not going to choose to practice medicine in a way that helps the system and hurts my patients. Those are things that I can do personally. And I can get on the radio and I can tell people there's a bigger world out there than what they think. And quite frankly, it's not scary. They want you to live in fear. They want you to think, what can one person do? It's just one person. I'm so powerless, I just have to put my head down and keep going. No, you don't. Stop doing it. It will stop if we stop it. And I pray that the people in Ferguson figure this out too, when that verdict comes down, that there's no violence, that there's nothing, because that's what they want. They want chaos. Let's not give it to them. Now, that doesn't mean they won't ship in people, because they do that. But the people in that community, if they stay home and just not opt out of this whole drama, then hopefully that won't pop off. But this is you have to be conscious now of what you're doing. It just can't just roll along, take your selfies, and hope for the best. It doesn't work that way. Not anymore.
Never seen a time like we're in, nor did I ever anticipate seeing a time like we're in. Your thing about Ferguson is right on. They took something and took nothing and made something out of it. I'm sorry the kid's dead, but he was a criminal. He was, I don't see anything but one answer to it. But they took that and they built. So they couldn't do it in Florida, so they decided to do it in Ferguson.
The same template.
And
they've been trying to race bait now for years.
Oh yeah, and I was just thinking about Obama's statement. Well, it's my fault because I didn't sell the pack. Everybody wants what we're selling. I just didn't sell it properly.
They didn't sell. They just shoved it down their throats. They didn't sell anything.
No.
The bottom line is, truth is now, reality is hit. And so they can't shade the truth anymore. It's obvious it was a lie. Anybody who's, maybe there's some people who have benefited from it. I think there has to be, right? I'm going to give you that. But for the most part, it has not benefited most people.
Know people that saw the Gruber thing. They know everything's a lie, and they're still saying, oh, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
You can't help those guys. Those are cult members. You let them go. But for those people who get it, you know what? Have Obamacare. Love it. But give us a choice. If we choose we don't want it, we need an option out of it. That's all I'm saying. This thing is so crazy and it's so huge. I'm not sure it'll ever go away in all its form. I just don't think it will. But the fact that they cut the mandates, allow people to take a separate track, stop trying to penalize us for wanting to care about ourselves, I think actually the Obamacare system would probably work better with less people in it than it does right now. But right now we do have a choice. There is no law against direct pay practices. There's no law against Liberty Health Share, which is a medical cost sharing. Just Google or go to libertyoncall.com and look at what you're able to get for a fraction of what you're paying under your insurance right now. Go to iwantdirectcare.com and see the doctors and the practices who will cut you a deal. You don't have to wait for Congress to do it. You don't have to wait. You don't have to be beholden to anybody but yourself. That's the moral of this story. In every aspect of your life, choose to take your power back. It's a great thing when you do. So the show's basically over, but if you go to Medicine on Call, follow me on Twitter, go to libertyoncall.com, show up next week and listen if you want, and I hope everybody has a fabulous week, and good luck.
This is America's Webradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for